Welcome to the first ever Busy Gamer podcast. I'm Game Watcher.
And I'm Girl Got Game.
We publish BusyGamerNews.com. We're basically a gaming site for people who are too busy to read gaming sites. This week's releases. Now, everything here is subject to change, but it looks like FIFA Soccer 10 from EA and WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2010 are coming out on virtually all major platforms.
We'll also be seeing Borderlands for PS3, PC, and Xbox 360.
Now, I saw Borderlands at PAX. I didn't get a chance to play it because the lines were pretty long, but because of the way the booth was positioned, I got to see it every time I went by, and it looked awesome. We also are going to see Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars for PSP.
And I managed to luck into playing that at PAX. The Rockstar booth was switching out the games that you could play almost hourly. And so I didn't get a lot of time with it, but I did feel like it represented the old school, and by old school I mean you're looking down on it godlike, Grand Theft Auto of past years.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed Ultimate Sith Edition for PC is supposedly coming out this week, but we're not seeing the console versions, the PS3 and 360 versions, supposedly until November 3rd. So take that with a grain of salt. It is going to have new single-player levels. There's a Jedi Temple on Coruscant, Jabba's Palace on Tatooine, and a battle on the Ice World of Hoth, plus new costumes and character models. Now, some people are considering this a little bit of a ripoff because the game came out, and now they're selling you an upgrade to it at full price. But, you know, if you're a real devotee of it, you're going to want to get it.
We're also looking forward to Bioshock for the Macintosh.
Astro Boy for the Wii, PSP, PS2, and DS is coming out this week.
Jam Sessions 2 and Cooking Mama 3 Shop and Shop for the DS is scheduled.
Lips number one hits for the Xbox 360. The way this works is it's a standalone game with 40 songs included, including that awful Barbie Girl by Aqua. Plus, you get to pick some kind of 5-song pack off of Xbox Live Marketplace.
Now, Dave, we do live in a Barbie world, and I am a Barbie girl. But seriously, Dance Dance Revolution Disney Grooves is coming out for the Wii, and based on my previous experience with anything that involves talking to the video game with my body, I fully expect it's going to call me fat.
A more thorough listing of this week's releases by platform should be posted by noon on Monday.
And here's last week's major releases. Brutal Legend, Cars Race-O-Rama, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Explorers of Sky, Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition, and it is the Game of the Year, and Uncharted 2.
And also last week, World of Goo celebrated its one-year anniversary, and the developers have released it for PC, Mac, or Linux at a pay-whatever-you-want price. That offer ends on Monday, so if you are interested in getting this game for, say, $1 or $5, whatever you think is fair, we have a link on our site. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory. Giveaways. We have a lot of giveaways this past week.
We gave away a brown coat ball goodie bag to Joel.
In the comment of the week, we are starting a new feature since we have a new podcast called The Comment of the Week. So if you post a comment and it entertains us, we might mention it on the podcast. In this case, Flack posted a comment about the brown coat ball goodie bag, which he really wanted to win. And I'm sorry, Flack, you didn't. But his comment was, "My jaw just pretty much hit the floor. I will be extremely envious of whoever wins this, even if it's me. Yes, it's that awesome. I will envy myself."
Lots of instance wins last week, including a signed comic called Papyrus by my pal and local comic artist Jeremy Kays of Seattle. Jeremy also created our Busy Gamer News logo and avatars that you can see at our site, BusyGamerNews.com. And you can find Jeremy's work, or hopefully hire him to do something for your own site, at papyrus.splurd.com. And splurd is spelled S-P-L-U-R-D.
This week we're giving you a choice between two PC games, the core game Mirror's Edge or the casual jewel matching game Seven Wonders 2.
And on a personal note, Seven Wonders of the World is one of my favorite of the match three games because you get to have minions. Probably another instant win since we have a backlog. Prizes will be coming soon, too. Watch Game Watcher's Twitter for a warning just prior to any instant win giveaways on the website. We also plan to give away a donated code directly via Twitter. And we'd like to say thank you to BallardGirl1 on Twitter for giving us the code.
And if you do have anything you want to donate to the site, since we usually pay for our own prizes, we're much appreciative. Thank you. Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart. So we don't have reviews every week, but we're trying to up our review quota. And one of the things I did recently, a couple weeks ago now, it's on the homepage. If you scroll down far enough, you'll find it, is Fallout 3. Now, it was just in time for the Game of the Year edition, which means basically I played it for over a year now and finally got around to reviewing it. The game is awesome. If any of you guys are longtime readers of the site, you may recall that when I reviewed Oblivion, I commented that it really wasn't a great game for busy gamers because it just sucks you into the world so much that you could spend hundreds of hours playing it. Well, I'm taking that back a little bit now with Fallout 3, especially because the game, it can be played in bite-sized chunks. It's a little less immersive than Oblivion in the sense that you're not role-playing so much as you're going out and shooting stuff, and you know how those games go. You can generally pick them up whenever you want. Because you can save anywhere, because you can get in and out really fast, and you can have a great time playing it, Fallout 3 is a great game for busy gamers, but you can read the full review on the site. I also reviewed some iPhone apps. So this week I reviewed Ski Ball, and I compared it to Ramp Champ, and Ski Ball, even though it's a little more generic, I mean, you just have the one skee ball court to play on. It looks like pretty much every other skee ball court. It's a lot of fun. It's very addictive, and the physics are, I hesitate to say realistic, but they're really fun. Whereas Ramp Champ, you feel like you're throwing the ball down the lane, and you may or may not hit anything you're aiming at. So the physics there are a little bit off. You don't really get the sense that you're going to hit anything. So I gave the points to Skee Ball, but you can see in more detail on the site. I also looked at Spider, The Secret of Bryce Manor, which really lacked a mystery. It seemed like it should be a mystery story, but it was still a lot of fun controlling a spider. And since I'm a bit of an arachnophobe, I was kind of shocked at how much fun it was. But making that spider flit across the screen was, as my son put it, awesome. Harbor Master, which is a lot of fun. And it's sort of like flight control, only with boats. And Dr. Awesome, which is a Kix knockoff, but it's also got some interesting twists.
And Songwatch this week, we have full listings for the upcoming LEGO Rock Band and Rock Band for iPhone games. No, that wasn't a mistake. They are putting Rock Band out for your iPhone.
And Rock Band for iPhone was supposed to come out this week, but we haven't seen it yet. I'm actually looking forward to it. Girl Got Game, not so much, because she would rather sing the vocals than tap them on the screen.
So next up, we'd like to talk a little bit about what we're playing right now. And most of you are probably familiar with Hasbro Family Game Nights from when you were kids and you actually had to get out a board and put it on a table and find that piece that you lost but probably stepped on in the middle of the night 3 nights later. Well, Hasbro has put a lot of their games, including Sorry and Battleship and
Yahtzee,
out on the Xbox for download. They were a little bit of a ripoff, I think, when they first came out because they're $10 each. You're going to want to buy at least two or three and probably all of them because inevitably your childhood is going to rear up before your eyes and you need to play every single one right now. Well, they're currently on sale for $5 each, but it's only going to be for about another day. So you're going to want to go get these right now. I love the battleship. When you sink someone's battleship and you can play another person in your living room, they have a little ship that sort of blows up and doesn't really sink so much as sort of bobs in the water when it comes to showing their board. This delights our 6-year-old to no end because he managed to sink every single one of my battleships before I even found his. And I was really trying.
Pwned by a 6-year-old.
Well, that happens a lot in this house. But on to games that he won't be pwning on.
Like Brutal Legend. I tried the demo of this week, and I saw it at PAX, and it didn't really grab me because it looked like just another brawler.
But it does have Jack Black.
This is true. But I loved it a lot more than I thought. I mean, the game has a lot of finesse. Really early on, it asks you if you want adult language and things like beheadings, and you can decide if you want to have those or not. I obviously chose them.
Obviously, because you're such a violent person, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was really funny and surprisingly fun, and I'm definitely going to rent it now and maybe even buy it.
Here's some of the DLC highlights for this week.
On the Wii and DS, I'm really wondering about the Pinball Pulse game for DSiWare. I have about $10 of credit that I got for buying a launch DSi, and the game is only $5. I'm curious if it's worth the $5 or the $5 credit. There's also Gravitronics, which is the WiiWare game, and Final Fight 2 for Super NES. And then the new demo for the DS, which you have to get on for your Wii, and you can transmit it to your DS, is SpongeBob's Truth or Square.
Over in the PS3, NBA 2K10 demo is available, and there's more games we've never heard of. Dot Detune, Mushroom Wars, and Topotai, which I'm probably mispronouncing, The Great Tree Story. Though we have been hearing that Critter Crunch from a week or so is worth the $7. Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation, and Dynasty Warriors Strike Force DLC Pack 6 are also available, and the Strike Force DLC is free.
Right. And the Tomb Raider game is an original PlayStation game that you can play on your PS3 or your PSP. On the Xbox 360, we have Band Hero and Guitar Hero 5 demos. I actually tried the Guitar Hero 5 demo, and it only had 3 songs, and they were about as punishing as I expect from Guitar Hero, so I'm kind of glad I didn't break down and buy that game. Axel and Pixel is one of the new arcade titles, and then Sam and Max Beyond Time and Space will put you back $20. There's a couple freebies. There's the Fight Night Round 4 Olympic Sugar Ray Leonard, and Midnight Club LA, the police car pack that came out on the PS3 a few weeks ago. For Rock Band 2, this week I did pick up the Blink-182 song, What's My Age Again?
Yay!
And I might get The Metal by Tenacious D, which is part of the Brutal Legend pack they released on all the platforms this week, and see if it's a little less punishing than the Guitar Hero version from a few years back.
I suspect it will be, because in general, Guitar Hero just seems to be designed to hurt your fingers.
This is true.
And here's our Twitter info. Game Watcher and Girl Got Game, Girl, G-R-R-L, Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on our site or has a very limited shelf life, like temporarily free iPhone games. So follow us on Twitter and you'll be able to catch up with all the news all the time.
Also, Girl Got Game likes to make a lot of snarky comments. Thanks to Shannon and Matt at Seattle Geekly for helping us get started in podcasting.
Thank you.
They advised us on equipment, software, and finding pod-safe music.
And definitely check out the Seattle Geekly podcast, which is growing day by day and is really awesome.
Yeah, they go through a bunch of different topics, but they do come around to gaming quite a bit. So if you're into games, they have some great coverage. They had some great PAX coverage. They went really in-depth with a lot of developers. Of course, we just kind of skimmed the surface, and whereas they had time to talk to a lot of people.
Some of the music provided on this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, M-E-V-I-O. com. You can find links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com, WAC podcast.
And here's hoping that you feel like this guy does right about now.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now, except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now, except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.